On this episode of Raving Coaches, we are going to discuss programs that support coaches. There are a lot of them. You probably realize this. You probably, like me, have your inbox inundated with offers of support, of help, of outsourcing. What is right for you? There's a lot of options. Let's discuss.
This is the Raving Coaches Podcast, where we get real about the business of coaching. Here our guests discuss the gifts and joys of coaching and their struggles, challenges, and lessons. Now, here's our host, Laura Holloman.
If there's one thing I know, it's that coaches love coaches. So much of the time, I see coaches starting out their coaching career because they experienced really excellent coaching, because they loved personal development, because they loved doing deep inner work. That remains true for most of the listeners that I have. We love coaching. And at the same time, it's one of the reasons that I see coaches becoming not profitable is because they're spending so much money on coaching. Why not? Coaches got to have coaches, right? Maybe. Some of the time. Perhaps. How do we know what kind of support as a coach we really need in our business right now? How do we know what to purchase? Because between purchasing coaches, hiring help, going to courses, conferences, summits, hiring strategists, working on our marketing, hiring a design team, outsourcing to a marketing strategist, those expenses start to add up quickly. Is there a way for us to know how to prioritize that money? Well, first, I want to reference you back to a system that we had talked about in one of the earlier episodes called Profit First. Profit First is a book and a way of strategizing and planning your money that offers a lot of really interesting truth to it. So the profit first model is profit comes off first. So if you make $100, 5% goes into a separate account, your profit account. Then you pay yourself a specific percentage that you decide. And then you operate your business on the remaining amount. But Laura, I'm not even making enough money to pay my business expenses. Some of you are thinking that right now. And that's exactly why Profit First exists. Because you need to. That is revealing if your business isn't paying for your business expenses. If your business isn't providing income and profit back to you, then it hasn't quite reached the level of being a business yet. It's kind of like a really expensive hobby or thing you like to do. So what do you do if your business isn't paying for its business expenses yet? Great question. I'm glad you asked. One of the things that you have to do then is, well, there's two ways you can go about it. And it's probably a little combination of both. Make more and, oh, you're so smart. Spend less. Yes. So it may be time to take a look at where the money is going in our business and really decide if we need it all. A lot of people are spending a lot of money on a CRM, or the a course building system or platform, ongoing monthly payments with coaches, with mindset professionals, with all of these, with strategists and outsourcing. The fact is, you might not be able to afford that right now. And I totally understand that cutting back on those things may seem difficult or not something you want to do. But I will tell you, it will light a fire underneath you to be able to move over here into the earn more, sell more, make more money camp. When we come over into the earn more money camp, it takes money to make money. There are expenses to running a business. Yes. But you know, they don't have to be a lot if you're not making any money right now. When I started my fitness coaching, I didn't have a website. I think I went on Facebook and I started up a Facebook page. And I just started posting on social media. I think at that point, I even ran some ads on Craigslist. And when I got my first few clients that gave me some money, I went and I invested part of it back into my marketing. Takes money to make money means you may have to invest money into your marketing in order to bring in more clients. What do you mean into my marketing? Should I buy ads? Should I build a course? Should I hire a strategist? Not yet. Is your marketing working? How do you know? How do you know if your marketing works for you right now? Well, if your marketing is working, you have fairly quick sales cycles. You have a system kind of that goes through. You have like kind of a lead generator. Here's how we get them on a conversation. After that conversation, we get them on, we book them into the sales, we book them into our program. Things are working. The other way that we know if our marketing is working is if people tell us our marketing feels like us, or you get a brand alignment checkup. There's a lot of branding and marketing people out there that will give you a brand alignment checkup. My word of caution is make sure, we've talked about this before on the podcast, I can link episodes where we talk about branding. I'm not going to get too far in the weeds on the branding. But look in the show notes. We will link back to our prior episodes about branding and identity-aligned branding. Your branding has to be based on you. It has to be based on who you are. It has to feel like you. We do that through the use of the Endotype formula. That's how I and my other licensees who work with the Endotype formula build your brand for you and can make sure that your brand is on track. Because unless your brand is on track, don't build a course, because you're going to have to redo the course when you realize your brand isn't on track. Don't buy ads. That's going to waste money when your conversion ratio is not what it needs to be because your branding is off. Don't go and promote a big old workshop and put a whole bunch of effort and time into doing a whole lead page and a whole this, when your branding is not in alignment. It's limiting. It's not, it's like, right? It's like the hose isn't all the way open to your leads and to the possibility of people coming into your world. You're blocking the leads from converting. Make sure your brand is on track. Then make sure your messaging is on track. A lot of times as a coach, You're not a marketing professional. Does that mean you need to hire a marketing professional to write all your marketing for you? No. It means you might need someone with some understanding of your marketing, someone to reflect back to you some stuff. I don't recommend going out and immediately hiring a copywriter when you don't yet know how to articulate your offer. Because see, when you go out and hire a copywriter, you go out and hire a marketing professional that's going to write your copy, what they're going to do is they're going to take your words that you say and they're going to zhuzh them up a little bit and ba-ba, here it is coming back to you. It might sound beautiful, but what if you don't describe what you do well yet? Then you're paying money, you're investing on top of, I don't know yet, and they're giving you back, well, here's a better version of I don't know yet. And that money has been wasted. So see, you have to do the exploration into your marketing message, getting clear with it, making sure it's based on who you are, making sure it's based on how your clients see your work, how they would describe it, and then try it out. And if it's starting to work, then maybe you hire somebody to zhuzh it up a little bit. And at that point, you might not need to hire somebody. See, we as coaches, when it comes to our marketing, you are your best expert. You may need a guide to get there, right? But you are your brand. Who can guide you to be able to see how to implement a brand design and color based on who you are? You are your message. You know your clients. Who can guide you to be able to figure out what that marketing message is? And then all the rest of the things, your sales process, your lead generator, your course, should I do a book? Should I do a podcast? Should I do video? All the rest of these things, who are my collaborative partners? What networking groups should I be in? All of that down there is down there. So I want you to think of it in terms of a timeline. The coaches that I see actually growing their business invest in a first, next, and last sort of way. First, let's invest in our branding. Next, let's invest in dialing in on my marketing. Me doing the work, not outsourcing that yet. Next, let's invest in figuring out that lead generator, doing all of those things, networking, collaborative partners, all of those. That has been the best way that I've spent my money and that I've built my business. And I see the coaches that I work with also successfully following that model. Hiring an expert who doesn't understand who you are is just not a good idea. Hiring a coach who wants to only work on mindset but isn't helping you work on your marketing when your business isn't growing at all, may not be the smartest move. For some of you, it may be right. For a lot, that money needs to come back into the business and be invested in dialing in the marketing. Before you outsource, have systems in place. Systems that work for you, to support you. Before you go and you build a podcast lead generator, you build a course lead generator, have a full booking of clientele in your one-on-ones that's going to support you to go do the next thing. If you're spreading yourself so thin, trying to do all the things at the same time, you likely won't get much done. So between the profit first methodology And this timeline of making sure certain things are in place before we go off on an exploration, it'll help you grow your business in a make sense way. It'll help you expand your business in a way that isn't running up more and more credit card debt. Now, some of you are out there thinking, yeah, okay, Laura, I have some clients. I do. I have some clients. They're paying me monthly. I got a little bit of money. What am I supposed to do with that money? I still think you need to start at the beginning of the timeline. You need to start with that branding. You need to start with dialing in the message. And then we go from there. That's one of the reasons that I'm opening up a 6-month marketing mastermind for coaches. But Laura, I thought you just told us we shouldn't buy things if we can't afford them. Don't buy this if you can't afford it. I'm putting it out there for the people that can afford it. Thank you. In our 6-month marketing mastermind that I am running with coaches, we are going to take a look and see if you need branding. And if you need branding, we're going to do identity aligned branding. We're going to take a look and dial in your message so that you're talking about your innate superpowers that you have, that only you have, and the work that you want to do with your clients in a way that attracts your clients. Because a lot of us as coaches, we talk about things that our clients don't even realize is the problem yet. Then we start masterminding with myself and a group of very amazing and capable other coaches, sales and processes, lead generators. What's right for you? Do you know that there are certain endotypes that I wouldn't recommend them having a podcast? Utilizing their voice is not really their skill set. How do they lead gen in a different way then? Let's explore and find out together. Networking and collaborations. Getting testimonials and making sure that you're referable. Not referring, referable. What do you need to know and to do to make sure other people want to refer to you? Have you put any thought into that? All of those things we're going to cover in our 6-month mastermind. Part of the mastermind is one-on-one sessions with me. Part of it is group sessions with a very small group of coaches. I'm limiting this mastermind to 6 coaches. 6 months, I will likely not open it up again until January of 2025. If this is at all interesting to you, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while and you're like, huh, maybe that's the thing I need. Maybe building along this timeline makes sense. Your next step would be to have a conversation. Let's have a conversation about the price of the mastermind, about the payments that we can set up to help you pay for the mastermind from the profits of your business in a make sense way, and get you enrolled if you are right for the mastermind. I know this mastermind will absolutely grow your business. It has. Every time that I do branding, messaging, and then act as somebody's business best friend for a period of time, their business increases. But is it the right time for you? That's the conversation that we need to have to be able to explore together. I don't want you to join if it's not the right time. And yet there's part of your brain that's going, well, you know, it's not the right time for me. No. And that might be that limited mindset that I want to stay uncomfortable. This sounds like something that might push me outside of my comfort zone. I want to stay right where I am today. That needs to be talked about, needs to be dealt with. Let's get on a conversation I will drop my link in the show notes, as well as the link to where you can get information about the mastermind. Jump on a phone call. Let's chat. Let's figure out whether or not this is the right program for you. For those of you that it's not, and you're like, I can't improve my branding right now, Laura. I don't have the money for it. Great. You know what you need? Clients. Go talk to people. If you go talk to people, if you have a bad lead generator, don't use a lead generator. Go take yourself to networking groups and talk to people. Have conversations. Even if your messaging isn't dialed in, there's an element of a numbers game. If you talk to enough humans and you get enough humans in your world, you will eventually have sales that will make sense and will come to you. It's a numbers game. And what if you're sitting there and you're thinking, Laura, I know this isn't right for me. I am not making the money I need to in my business. I get it. We hop on a phone call. We discern that this is not right for you. And maybe still your branding is in alignment. Maybe still your messaging is in alignment. My best advice to you is to go talk to people. Go actually get in front of people. And by getting in front, I don't mean go speak from stage. Nay, nay, nay. I don't mean go be a guest on podcast. Nay, nay, nay. I mean go talk face to face with actual people. Go to some networking events. Meet people. When you hear people talk and you think they might be an ideal client, say, hey, I'd love to get to know you better. Would you like to set up a coffee chat? Could we have a virtual cup of coffee? And then show up with that intent to get to know them better, not to try and get them into your program. There's an element of sales that is always going to be about numbers. That is always going to be about talking to and getting in front of and to communicate with enough people, real people, really face to face. If you do that enough times, you're going to start to notice what works. That what works is how you build your marketing. But if you're trying to build your marketing before you've ever gotten face to face with people, and actually sold some coaching and actually, right, are networking and doing the thing, it's going to have limited results because you're guessing at your messaging instead of knowing what your messaging is. If you need to make more money in your business, cut back your expenses and go start talking to people. Have the conversations. Stay off social media and all the coaching groups on there. Don't waste your time feeling like you're busy. Go have a conversation. Maybe, right? Maybe you need to think about supplementing your income with some other activity. And you're not ready to be full-time and to demand a full-time income out of your coaching business yet. That'll light a fire under you also. If you go and drive Uber, you go and do some Uber Eats, you get a part-time job, and where you'd rather be coaching, suddenly those sales calls just don't seem so sad anymore. They don't seem so hard to do. So let's go back to our theme for today, right? Who are we hiring? How do we know when to outsource and who to hire in our business? Think about it in terms of two different things. One, money. Do you have the money to actually do it? Is there a way that this investment is going to make you money? Actually make you money? Two, think of it in terms of that timeline. Do we need to invest in another mindset coach right now? Or do we need to invest in our marketing, our messaging, our lead magnet, referrals, right? The business part of our business. And if we're going to make a hire along that line, you can nickel and dime it with courses, or you can hire somebody who actually understands who you are and what you do, either based on a number of different surveys they give you, based on, right, quizzes like the Endotype quiz. Make sure they're not building branding based on what do you like. If you sit down with a branding expert and they're like, tell me about what you like, they may not be the expert for you, because it's less about what you like and it's more about how do we build something that represents the energy you have, the energy your clients crave from you. I hope this helped you to be able to see. I don't think this was good at all. I'm going to stop it all and I'm going to erase it all. This was not.